Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's cross now to our guest, Dr. Y.Z. Leun, Academy for Computer Science and Software Engineering. We're chatting cybercrime. Doc, welcome to the show. It's great to be chatting with you.
Good morning to you and your listeners again.
Really wonderful to have you on. And I think this is something that's so important because it can catch anyone. It's not really just for people who are maybe a little bit more mature and not experienced with technology. Can you give us a rundown, a basic understanding, what exactly is a SIM swap scam?
Okay, so typically, I think many of us have SIM cards now, and each SIM card is linked to a number that is supposed to, when calls are sent to that number, it comes to us. But what really happens is that it's not physically tied to us in the sense that if I send you, Howard, a message, it will definitely go to you. It actually goes to your service provider and it will say, who is this number for? Who is this message for? And it says, oh, it belongs to Howard's number, and it will forward it to what it believes is a SIM card linked to Howard's number.
Right.
And so it is possible for someone who has malicious intent to go, I want to now pretend to be Howard. So they get themselves another SIM card or even now eSIM, which is linked to their cell phone. And they say, I am Howard's new number. And then they will go and they will do a verification. And I would say verification with air quotes, because sometimes the verification actually isn't proper verification. And now that SIM card, that receiving device, is now linked to your number. So when I send you messages thinking it is to you, it actually goes to the new SIM card or the new device that is supposedly your number. And so in that way, they call that a man in the middle attack. So it's someone intercepting all messages meant for you, so that I can, if it's anything like a bank PIN as well, or a temporary PIN to prove that you are indeed Howard's phone, it is not going to you. It's going to this other person pretending to be you instead.
And am I still getting messages on my phone, or do those messages stop?
No, those messages stop, because as far as, say, Vodacom or MTN are concerned, the numbers are going to the correct destination. What could happen, just with, and during this time, you might find that, oh, it's very strange. I'm getting this ping because nobody's trying to reach me in the last 2 hours, you know? And you go, yay. But in actual fact, your phone is offline because your SIM is no longer linked to your number. So any messages, any phone calls will go to the person masquerading you as instead. However, I have read of cases where they will do that, and then after a while, they would delete that connection to the new number and then send it back to you. So now you don't suspect a thing. Because sometimes you might go, hey, you know, it's been a day since I received anything. I'm concerned. Let me find out. And then it goes, ooh, I've had my SIM card hijacked, my number hijacked.
And would an indicator as well be perhaps you're not getting a 4G or an LTE indicator next to your bars? So you just have the bars showing and you're not having the network signal speed indicator showing?
Well, it could also mean that, you know, when you try to make a phone call, they just go, the service is not available.
Right.
So because you're no longer linked to that number on the network.
And I suppose the problem with being in South Africa is you'd think, okay, just the cell phone tower near me is down. And that's the problem. Why is it so dangerous to lose control of your cell phone number in today's very digital world?
Well, you know, banks are shifting away from it because, I think I would say even a decade now, banks are recognizing that SMSs, for example, are not the best, most secure way of delivering private messages to you. Because you may remember back in the day when internet banking took off, the means of verification was they would send you a one-time password and it would be delivered to your cell phone. Now, many websites that you log in today are still using SMSs. You know, maybe on occasion they will send it to your WhatsApp number, which I suppose is slightly better because it's not linked to your, you know, it's not being redirected. It's still to your number, but, you know, it's got, but what's to stop this person who's taken over your SIM card to go, I've got Howard's phone now, so I'm going to sign up on WhatsApp using Howard's number. So, most banks would say, no, we will not send OTPs to your cell phone anymore. We're going to do it over the app. And that adds an extra layer of protection.
Because over the app, then you can activate facial recognition, facial ID, fingerprint recognition in terms of confirming that the transaction is you. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. With regards to the mobile phone, going forward, Doc, do you see it as an asset or a liability? You know, we've experienced, and the station, unfortunately, very sadly, has experienced sort of these kidnappings where people are kidnapped, usually also potentially taken to ATMs. If you have your mobile phone with you, you know, you're able to change limits on your withdrawals. Is the banking on the mobile device becoming a risk?
Well, I think this is one of the, it comes to the territory of having this convenience. You know, we talk about inventions that make our lives convenient, but normally people who come up with these innovations do not really think two steps ahead and go, but what would the risk be if I introduced this? And so we are forever battling with this. This is a common thing we have with technology. If you think about cars, you know, oh, the car goes much faster than a horse. This is fantastic. But you'll notice that it's many decades later before they went, maybe we need seat belts in cars.
Right.
So, but yes, you're right. Cell phones are becoming a huge problem. But who in their right mind nowadays is willing to sacrifice their cell phone? You know, if I say, Howard, just drop your cell phone, you know, put it away for a whole week. You don't need it. I don't think you're going to say yes.
I think, well, maybe several people might be jumping at that opportunity, provided they're on holiday and not engaged in their day-to-day life. Doc, just one thing I also wanted to touch on. With regards to Rika and the verification, it used to be a pain in the bottom back in the day where you'd have to take your ID, proof of address, and all of these things to a service provider to get it done. Now, it happened to me that somebody took out a device, they used a copy of my ID and a fake proof of address, and then several months later, I started to get letters of demand from the cell phone provider. And I just said, look, you know, sorry, guys, wrong person. How strong is Rika? How much fraud are we seeing? And is this really at the level, do you think, of the networks?
So I really think that this is down to training the people who actually work with the actual Rika. Mm-hmm. The problem is, for convenience sake, you can't say, no, sorry, but we're only going to have 20 places throughout the whole of South Africa who will do Rika for you. Again, it works against the cell phone company's bottom line. Mm-hmm. Why would you make it more difficult for your customers to become your customer? So there's, for in my opinion, way too many people, and now you have to have controls in place to make sure that, you know, not a single one of them is accused of doing something unholy.
Yes.
And it so happens that it's not just Vodacom or MTN staff. Remember that you could go to Pick and Pay or you know, a checkers to do the Rika. So who's to say those people are not going to go, you know what, I'm going to make it easier. I'm going to look the other way because you come to me with a sob story and go, I just had my cell phone snatched and I need a new SIM card. And then you feel for this person and then you don't check everything. You don't look very hard at the things and you just approve that SIM card.
And get
obviously
them a new
there's
SIM.
Also people behind the scenes at the service providers who go, you know what, if you give me $1,000, I will do a bulk Rika for 20 of your numbers for convenience.
Right. So this is something really that we do have to keep an eye out for. We have to protect ourselves and have an understanding that if something bad happens, something different happens, that we need to make sure that we can investigate it. Dr. Y. Z. Lun, Academy for Computer Science and Software Engineering, chatting about SIM swap fraud. Thank you so much for joining us, Doc.